The South Sudan National Police Service in Western Equatoria State satisfied 800 officers who were trained on professional policing, but some Yambio residents who attended last week's graduation ceremony in Yambio Town say they expect the officers to be deployed in residential areas. Western Equatoria State Governor Alfred Futio Karaba has accused the police of committing alleged crimes in residential areas across Yambio Town.
Fi moton jakamu fi hila wala fi moton seregwagu fi hila wala augu fi hila.
If a civilian is robbed today or property is taken or a civilian is wounded within the community, if the suspect are being searched for, if the two suspects are arrested, you will find that one will be a police officer. For me, I tell the truth.
Yambio resident Mbambolime Joseph Zakaria says he expects the police to enforce the law and protect civilians.
So we need peace from them. That's the first thing, because each and everyone likes peace. And the second thing is that we need them to come and protect the law, to make sure that the law should move on its way. Not the issue of doing other things wrong. No, for us as the civilian, we don't like things from them, or we don't expect this one from them. Let them protect us as the civilians very well. That's all what I need from this police of ours.
Yambio resident Teresa Zakaria Ginana says police officers should replace the South Sudan People's Defense Force, who do the work of the police in the town.
It is important that our police officers are graduated today, should come and protect us. We are happy that places occupied by the army, let those officers be deployed there into those residential areas to protect the civilians instead of SSPDF. That is when we shall know that our children are being graduated.
For his part, Major General Philip Manut Tong, the Western Equatoria State Police Commissioner, says officers should remain neutral and do their work without discrimination.
Never take any action based on emotion, tribes, region, or race. We are national police and must remain national forever during our work with the community. Never allow victims to be victimized a second time due to poor police practice.
Manut says the refresher course is part of the broader effort by the Inspector General of Police to transform the police force in the country. Last month, a non-profit calling itself Network for Civil Society Organizations called on the South Sudan People's Defense Force to foster good relationships with civilians. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Yambio, Western Equatoria State.